This is working session of the board on February 24th, 2020 at 5:18 p.m.
Our Father in Heaven, we're thankful that we could be here for this meeting for the school district and for the school board. We ask you to help us to make good decisions for the students, parents, and the voters. We ask thee also to help us to be able to plan for the future, especially as we are dealing with important issues. Thank thee for this opportunity to serve and for all the people who are in this room who serve in their own capacities. We ask thee to bless all of us and especially watch over our students. And we do so in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, sir. All right. Becky had a son have a little acting up on the slopes, and so she's going to give away.
It's nothing way serious. Broken.
You had an accident on the slopes.
What slope?
Self-inflicted.
I wish I was on the slopes.
Okay, let's see. I just want to have the fee. We're going to back a little bit. Okay. Craig, let's do the CT High School.
Right, okay, with this... Terrence and Brian from Naylor, and I'll turn it over to you guys, and they'll just walk you through where we're to so far. You should have a packet. I only had them bring 10 or 12. So, sorry there's not enough for everybody here. I don't know who's going to be here. So
the information in the packet is what we're going
to... Yeah, it's what we're going to go... It's what's in the packet is what's going to be up here. So I don't know who's leading the show, but let's go.
Thanks.
Yep.
This is just a...
We've been, just as a, I think I told you last month, we've been meeting once a month, and now we finally got a few things down on paper, is what I told the board, and then they wanted to see where we were to, and so we can just sort of roll through it.
So I guess we can probably just skip through the programming stuff, yeah. But we provided the program here that we've worked through with Dave and the committee to get kind of where we're at with the floor plan. Right now we're sitting at about 126,000 square feet, gross square feet, 116,000 net. Which is a little over what we originally intended to be. One of those,
just scroll up here.
One of the areas that kind of we saw a little bit of scope change was with the gymnasium. Initially, we started out just doing something similar to the intermediate school size gymnasium, but then we were asked as the program was getting developed to increase the size of that, do some two-sided seating. So we
stop right there. Whoa, whoa, go back. Just, I don't know if this... The process was to go through with each one of these and decide on how much square footage that we had to have as we started piecing this thing together. You know, culinary arts, for example, we looked at different programs, Dave, Brian, and about what we thought would be the amount of square footage we would need to do that program. We know what classroom space is. We know that kind of stuff. And so that's where those numbers came from when we first started. Go ahead, Brian.
Plan-wise, we're looking at doing something gymnasium, a lower-level gymnasium. So on the bottom level, we would have lockers you see at the bottom of the page there. Boys and girls on both sides. And then the red would be some storage, mechanical space, and top equipment storage.
The only reason there's lines is just to show you size.
Yeah,
there are going to be no teams, but we're just showing you size. We did this only because... They gotta have a place to. Where are you gonna meet? If we've got 800 or 900 kids out there, where are you gonna meet? Now we can cut this. We can cut it down to whatever you want. But this is just where we started. Just so you know, I can
and
see
the locker. The locker area.
It's just for PE.
Size just for PE.
Just for PE to change. That's
Becky.
It. It's the bare minimum.
So those the locker layout is similar to what you would see at the intermediate.
It's still
school.
There.
Well, again, I know there's no teams.
Right.
Are going to be PE classes?
We have to.
Okay.
Yeah, there's got to be regular.
And the other thing, if you remember in Pasadena, they had no place, as Craig says, for the student body to meet. Mm-hmm. And they wish they would have done that.
But we don't want to build an auditorium.
But the total cost on this is, the estimates right now are coming in over, though. And so we'll bid out the gym as an alternate.
Yeah, there's lots of things we can do. We can build the shell initially, save money not by putting a hardwood floor in.
No bleachers.
No bleachers. But to at least build the shell, I think, would be probably...
Well, but if we're over budget, then we don't build
the
shell either.
Yeah, you'd have to cut that back.
Yeah, I think we thought that would be one of the first things we'd eliminate.
Yeah.
The budget was... Yeah.
But that's just why I'm to hear that that's the plan.
So the other design, sorry, Brian, the other design feature we have with this gym is that it's sunken. So you would enter in up at the upper level. You actually go downstairs to the locker rooms.
What, so it doesn't change your roof line?
Well, this was a request from the executive committee. So
one of the reasons why you do that is it's a lot easier to do it that way than to go up. You're not going up. You come in and you load down this way. Okay. I don't know that it creates a lot more expense, other than we're digging a little bit of a hole. If you've ever been to any high, I'm trying to think of where, Emory, some of these places have done that. They really have had great success doing that way and keeping people pretty much off the bottom. I don't know.
Presumably,
there's a grade on that site.
Yeah. When we get into the site plan, once we started laying this out on the site. Into this a little bit later, but it's almost if we mirror the building from when I'm showing it right now, the grades on the site would be more conducive to doing a sunken gymnasium. So,
and I think we're kind of conceptualizing this gym as kind of a multi-purpose. So if you've got activities in there that the students want to showcase and they have the public come in, then it's just the loading, the ease of loading
thing. Okay, we keep going.
That was the decision, though. In the design was to have that the gym be the community gathering place versus some other places in the high school.
We've got a commons area,
for example, that could be multi-purpose. So the gym is it. This is where you envision most of these.
It would be the largest of those. There are other spaces throughout the building where you could have gathering, but not quite so many people.
So one thing that would be helpful is if they do, like, the robotics competitions. They did that at Desert Hills Middle School this year. And so those programs and those opportunities expand, whether it's engineering, robotics, computer science. And we did the computer science fair back in December and had a week. Actually filled the commons area at Desert Hills High School. So, just again, we think that there will be enough industry people that will come out and use the facilities as well. But we think that having some of that floor space would be beneficial for them as well.
So I'll just talk you through a little bit the first plan layout. So entry would be from the parking area here into a vestibule that would communicate to the reception area in the administration suite, which is what you see here in the blue. Elevator up to the second floor. This would be the lecture room, commons. This would be a kind of a student gathering stair like we have at Desert Hills High School, but slightly different. Commons, food service kitchen, culinary arts program. The orange is construction technologies, restroom, data electrical room for student support. Then this is the engineering department, so you have robotics lab, associated classroom, drafting classroom, and then they have kind of a machinist tool shop that would load off of the construction technology shop, so they could share that space and share access through there. The blue here would be administrative offices, so teacher faculty offices, so that they don't have dedicated teaching spaces inside the classroom to keep the spaces functional. So they would have private offices for student meeting space, parent-teacher student meeting space, that would be surrounded by kind of a workroom and a gathering space for the teachers, so they could meet in a group setting. This would be the design departments, which would stack first and second floor. The purple is just your general classroom, so there's three each: English, social studies, math classrooms on the first floor. And then down here on the bottom row would be early childhood education, two preschool classrooms, their own separate entrance for drop-off, exit out there to a play area, and restrooms and support spaces in that area. And all of those spaces are indicated in the program, so if, as you're flipping through, you can go back and see what's been provided in each program department.
The white in the middle, that's commons?
That would be this white space. We're seeing that as a courtyard, an atrium, outside space.
That's outdoor space.
Mm-hmm. So in talking with the committee, we were thinking that, you know, these spaces for the culinary arts program, if they ever do have events after hours, could kind of flow into that outdoor space. We thought it could be a nice design feature. Expand the square footage of the building, actually usable square footage of the building outside.
This is one of our responses to the instruction that we've heard, that we want this to be very different than anything we've done. And so we think that courtyard could be really functional, but also offer a really different design aesthetic than what we've got thus far with the buildings that we've done for you.
So up to the second floor. Again, we've got upstairs on the second floor, individual offices, reception, a wellness room, electrical room off that space, a connecting computer lab that would tie into the media center, conference room. Again, the student stair here. The green area is all of the health sciences and science suite. So we've got three classrooms, two labs, back to back with the prep room, which is similar to what we've been doing in the high school. Let me scale down a little bit for this application. This is the nursing with the classroom, and then biotech with the classroom on that end. Again, design department up here. The administrative teacher spacious stack, again, like as on the second floor. And then this would be your computer science area here, and business and marketing suite up there on that end of the building.
You can see the gym is situated where it's pretty easy to do it or not.
Right, talk about those study spaces we left too, you know, like in the corners,
the student study.
Yeah, so we've got some little breakout spaces on the first and second floor down here where we can do little breakout sessions for students, do some writable work.
Like you've seen at other schools, you know, some little things like that.
This area also would be, the yellow would be another student breakout.
Just a little meeting where they can meet, where they can gather in a small group.
Yep.
You can have a dry
erase board.
Dry erase board. And now it's just a place for them to gather problem solve on group project.
So we'll show you kind of what we're thinking with the exterior of the design. And we're taking inspiration, again, you saw on the front cover, the Bearclaw Poppy. We're wanting to use that as inspiration for the color scheme for the project. We don't want it to be too garish, but introducing a little bit of yellow, some white metal panel systems that are corrugated here that would kind of match the petal of the flower on the poppy. And then we've got kind of a gray, just insulated metal panel skin there on the upper level that we're proposing. You'd enter through from the parking lot here under a bridge that would connect to the classroom space to the counseling and media center space, and then again back through that portal into the courtyard that would connect the commons. Just different perspective views, a little perspective view of that commons gathering there, looking back towards the counseling, the conference room of my counseling suite. That's the lecture room there.
So we're at a point, these obviously aren't highly developed, but we're at a point where if everyone's feeling good about where we're at, we're ready to just head right on down the road and start putting some real looks to these things.
So, just with the conceptual here, I mean, I hope to foresee the day where we can add to.
Yeah, so let's move.
Talk a little
let's
bit
go
about
to the site plan. So this is kind of a first attempt at a site plan. As we have been talking about the issues on the site, the topography is pretty extreme. And we're kind of calling this red line right here sort of an area that we don't want to develop as we've been talking through this, just to try to preserve some of the amount of dirt that we're going to have to move. But I'm showing kind of an area back here that we think that you could expand into and get those. There's two other programs that were kind of cut back, and that one is a vet tech program, and the other is the criminal justice program. So there's about 7,500 square feet right here, just single level, where you could go up two stories and get potentially those programs in, or you could do a standalone building if you wanted to do a vet tech standalone.
And where
so you could develop that over here eventually if that was ever decided.
Okay. The front of the building faces southwest, is
it? It does. Yeah, so the freeway is down here, the parkway.
The best.
And this is River Road, South River, Riverside Drive,
okay.
Right there.
And
that road
comes out
White Sands.
Yeah, this road comes out right where White Sands is, and this is all developing out
Mr.
there.
Mr. Cox, the road from
east. Yeah.
If you ever had to move that dirt to expand on you, I suppose you could.
Yeah. So I've got a bigger version of the site plan here, just kind of show sort of the future expansion. This would be kind of delivery to kitchen, construction shed shop, construction storage shop. We talked about with Dave a little bit. I've got currently 330 parking spaces, which would require 8 accessible spaces. We haven't really talked about parking counts yet. I don't know if that's kind of what you need.
How much we ought to do.
This is kind of just a placeholder.
Is this code? Is this parking spaces per code, or is it?
Well, the 8 accessible spaces would be per code, but it's really
there's no code about how many spaces we have to have. We can put whatever we want, and so we got to sort of,
you know,
I don't know, figure that one out.
We may want to have 2 entrances. We haven't really started coordinating this with the civil engineer yet at this point either. So this is just to show you guys kind of where we're at and get some feedback.
So we originally, when we were originally talking about this, we wanted to expand this CT high school to be more than just 800 students. That at some point we were talking about having much more than that there with an ability to do. Yeah, but this doesn't, how, doesn't look like it has much room for expansion.
Well, it depends how many, I mean, what programs do you want to expand to? You know, I think that's kind of, we would need
that's
to stretch
hard
on that.
And trying to stay within the budget, is that's the real challenge. Because how big do we make it?
Houston.
I'm talking about we may, so in this bond, we build this building.
Right.
But in future bonds, we may want to, if the program takes off and we've got a need, we may want to expand this program out to an ABC.
I mean, I'm just saying. Look at our campuses now; we're all 3 buildings.
Go back, Brian, to that
high
site.
But is the capability on this site
right
there?
That's what I'm asking. Because you said you didn't want it. You didn't want to mess with that right now.
No, but you can down here.
That's why I
eventually,
asked
at some
you
point,
actually,
we could
you
add
could
on.
Duplicate the size of that building over here.
We could move the dirt, though.
We just didn't want to spend the money this time around.
But yeah, that could move
all the dirt for this, and you could put another footprint of the building right there and have.
That's what I'm asking. Is there something we could? As long as we're able to expand at some point on that site.
So this road is going to go just like that. That's what that road's going to curve right past our property like that.
That's
the one that goes to the Ents development if we keep going to the right.
On the other way.
And that's River Road. Right?
Yeah. Actually goes that road on the master plan goes a long ways too.
Greg, where's that other piece for seven?
On the point. There's 2.5
and
acres up here. This comes out here
road.
Like this. Finishes like that.
We don't own that.
We don't
own buy that if they want it.
I mean, the building,
but I told somebody if they wanted it, they could buy it.
Twisted it counterclockwise. There's a fixed line in that direction.
Well, I think you could do. I mean, I think you have plenty of space over here to develop towards the west, and still not get into moving all this major
a lot going straight up that way.
And we didn't want to have any entrances off of River Road either. You've got to turn off and then turn off after that. But I think
there's a setback. There's a 40-foot setback here, the hillside setback that they won't let you have access to there.
But the parking thing is something that we're going to have some major league discussions on about. I mean, we're going to send a bus from each school. And how much parking do you have to provide? Kids going to drive? I mean, I don't know that number yet. That's a tough one. Because when you figure we've got 600 and almost 50 parking spots at Desert Hills, we've got 900 at Crimson. I mean, we've got, but those are regular high schools, so, you know, where do you throw the dart at parking at this point?
So I'd like to know if you've thought about if you just added on to that building.
Yeah, there's a couple of spots there.
Like I think you could come off the commons pretty easily and expand out to the west that way. Obviously, this is another expansion spot. And then if you wanted to do a standalone building, those are sort of some of the things we've been talking about in terms of expansion, areas of expansion.
And I'm curious if we were thinking of doing that, why you didn't counterclockwise so the building was more rectangle? So you could add right onto the building coming out that direction.
Well, is there a reason why it needs to be one building with this kind of topography? That's why we.
Well, it just always saves money if you don't have to do one.
Well,
wall.
When we did Desert Hills, we because of the topography, it was cheaper to build 3 buildings than it was one, because up until that point, we really Most of our schools were
one building. The first time
and
the airport became so expensive because the ground was
and
like
that's
very
okay. And that's what this looks like.
To build an additional building.
That's what this looks like. So you're probably going to save more money by having the buildings like this than you are to try and make it all one building
and
flatten it out.
Right now,
makes sense.
Brian pointed it out. Unless you can tell us what program you need, it's hard to know, is this a good space for an unknown? It may or may not be.
If we build a whole separate building for that add-on, it makes sense. It won't matter right now what it is, because we can add those pathways on in the building.
You can make them close enough together.
It makes sense to do that.
You can put them close enough together.
You could tell us, is this a good space for the unknown? Okay? That's what we need from you. We don't know what we're thinking. Will that be a good place?
Okay, well, that's
I know Houston added on and added on. I mean, they built their building so that it could be added on and
right,
to
and they're
save
just adding
expense.
On general classrooms. That's what they found out they were lacking in the end is general classrooms.
Okay,
so
that's why you've done that.
That spot there to the left would be a good spot for general classrooms.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Would it be good for a moot court? I don't know, maybe.
I just think it's a tough sell to you guys if we try to foresee things that we can't foresee. Because there is no way to know what else is going to come. And then that's why, you know, when you wanted the property down there and I got it big enough, we got 27 acres, mm-hmm. so we could expand. And I've always viewed this is phase one. And if we go to a phase two, you're going to have to decide what is phase two entail and how many programs, because if you get that much bigger and you add, say you add 400 more kids, you got to build regular classrooms besides everything else. It's almost like you're going to have, because I don't know how you can foresee building on to the front. It's just difficult. I mean, this is probably
right.
The biggest challenge since I've been over here.
I like the fact that we can move down even at a different level on that other section.
Well,
there's plenty of room down there to add on programs.
Yeah, as we sort of touched on this at the very beginning, but as we talk about the sunken gym, if this is going to stay part of the program, it almost makes more sense now to take the building and mirror it so that this gym sits up inside this grade and we can recess it into that hillside easier.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And I think it makes for a nicer, puts the building entry on the corner here where you have major visibility. It puts that media center, the building entrance is more adjacent to the two major
mm-hmm.
roadways.
Yeah.
So that's something we discovered when we started playing with the site plan. But
that's
and I think
point.
that needs to happen.
I think we're going under the assumption that a standalone building is the way to have a place. That's
for the gym?
With the exception of that little red.
With the exception
of that area.
Yeah.
I mean, I think that's a natural place for this hallway to extend out, and you could add another hallway here.
That's a house. That's near the
is the open area in the middle, is it going to have a roof over the top?
No, this would be all outdoor space.
Okay,
but we just don't want that. We don't see that as just a concrete.
Board, here's one of our issues.
You gonna put grass.
We
on
have
it.
Scheduled a public
yeah,
a public hearing at 5:30, so we're gonna need to kind of table this discussion.
We'll bring
We've
you
got
more.
Three
we'll bring you more as we
schedule.
Develop further. This is
okay.
Trevor. This is just the first crack.
Well, one of the things that we need to talk about, I think, if we're over budget, we've got to make some decisions based upon what we can do, and that's.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be something
you
could
save the gym till phase two.
Yep.
They would take online PE, virtual PE. Mm-hmm. Very good.
So,
when we get to that point,
I want to do a virtual PE class.
We can.
Yeah.
I can virtually think I did.
Okay, so board, this is what we're going to do because there's more people out there. We're going to go into that other room and do the three public hearings. So, if you would quickly. Go to the front of that
right.
room. We're going to have the three public hearings and then come back.
We got some chairs, so
okay.
I
guess we're going to.
Hey, actually, down there.
If you say so, Rex, we're up.